right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. And today, I'm going to be covering just some general topics that are taking place in the news cycle. The culture war that we are actively fighting here within the United States and in the West, but it's really heated up here. And we are starting to see things go awry for the left. Now, the left and the libtards have basically been planning this craziness since Occupy Wall Street. And I knew when I saw that shit go down with all that craziness that was going on with Occupy Wall Street, it was going to be a matter of time before I would have to face those individuals down the road, except this time they will be way more organized and way more prepared, which is what we're seeing. Now, we have, like I talked about the past, how basically I have been contacted by PayPal like 3.5-4 months ago stating that I violated their policies. They never told me what the policies were. They just said they will never do business with me again. Okay. Well, that's the way they want it. Well, that's the way they're going to get it. Now, there are rumors that there are alternate PayPal-like companies that are being planned out and are in the works for development. Now, PayPal, like eBay, they used to be linked, you know, at the collar, and you couldn't really use eBay without having a PayPal account. That's no longer the case. I use my credit card, and there's some other payment methods available on eBay. But other than that, you know, PayPal is losing market share. The first wave, well, that was about voting. The second wave, that was about the pill. Double whang. The third wave, it was about securing more rights than men. What does the fourth wave look like? Find out and arm yourself against the war for your soul and this country. You need these books here. Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism, Volumes 1 and 2. They're on sale now. Click on the link below in the description, because if you save masculinity, you're going to wind up saving the world. All right, so this is the chart for PayPal Holdings. All right, and I have it set on max. All right, so you will see here, roughly, PayPal came on the scene back in 2015 at $38.70, and it stagnated for a good 2 or 3 years for the most part, and then it slowly started going up here, after the first quarter of 2017. But, you know, it really is kind of stagnant all the way up until about 2019, just before 2020. Now, what took place during this time was the lockdowns. And PayPal is a payment processor. So we saw their stock climb quite a bit. We got up to like 291 at the top. All right. And that was in roughly 2021, towards the end of 2021. All right. So right around here, they started right around 2019-ish, right in here, we started getting the rumblings of them shutting down accounts and so forth. And right around here, when they got to this really high stock price, in this area here, they really went, you know, they went hog wild on this, and you can see what's happening. There is basically a backlash against PayPal, and they are roughly right back down to where they were in roughly March of 2020. They gave up all of those gains right there. All right. Now, what the left isn't really recognizing here is business, for it to be competitive, usually has razor thin margins, okay? Because you're trying to give a product that is valuable and is economical for that individual to use it, okay? So PayPal basically they put the kibosh on a whole bunch of individuals who had friends, and they've pulled out of PayPal. And we're going to see this to continue to go down here. And quite frankly, I can see PayPal being right around $39 in the next 4 to 6 months, depending upon if how the earnings turns out and if this inflation thing turns around, which I'm not seeing that happen. So we quite possibly could see PayPal get reduced back to being a non-entity. And I'm sure that when enough of these leftist companies go under, the ones that are remaining are going to jump through hoops and try to reclaim the market share, which don't let them do that. If you are dealing with a leftist company who kicked you to the curb, don't ever give them your business back. Okay. Fuck them. All right. And if you have a PayPal account and you watch this, you might want to basically cancel it, especially if you're conservative. Apparently PayPal doesn't want to do business with conservatives, though we make up probably roughly half the United States. Good luck with that. All right. Next, we have Netflix. All right. So you guys have heard Netflix literally had a come to Jesus party right here. Tuesday, April 19th. It was basically $350. Day later, $221, and it has stayed there. Okay, quite possibly this could be the new upper band on the stock, but this is actually pretty stable here. All right, let's go to a month. Okay, yep, you see that? 1 year. Okay, so Netflix, let's go to Max. Oh, Netflix went on, basically you could get into Netflix for a dollar when their initial IPO, May 31st, 2002. And quite literally, they were stagnant for quite some time. And roughly 2015-ish, they started climbing out of the hole. And now we're having these micro backlashes for cuties and some of the other horseshit that's going on. And right here, on October 29th, 2021, Netflix was the highest it's ever been, roughly almost $700, right in the middle of the lockdowns-ish. So no wonder lockdowns are now done, and we're seeing this go back. You're going to see this go down even farther because there's a lot of individuals out there don't want to give their money to these leftoid streaming platforms and channels and so forth. Go woke, go broke. All right, so quite frankly, you know, Netflix is going to have to get in there and they're going to have to basically get rid of a lot of the dead weight. And quite frankly, when you have a show that caters to 7% or less than 7% of the gross population of this country, that is not a good business model. All right, so you're going to see a lot of the leftist horseshit that nobody watches get just axed. Next we have Disney. All right, Disney. Walt Disney's roughly 121, it closed at 121.63. The highest it's ever been was 189. Now, I kicked myself in the teeth because right back here, I was working as an investment banker in Phoenix, Arizona, and I should have picked up some Disney stock and wrote it up and, you know, sold it. But, you know, hindsight's 20/20. But Disney has picked a fight with the wrong motherfuckers. All right. Basically, Walt Disney World went on the record and stated they're going to destroy this, the quote, don't say gay bill that was passed in Florida. And DeSantis promptly took it to him. All right. Now, in the past 10 years, there have been an insane amount of child trafficking and human trafficking taking place in and around the Disney theme parks. And a lot of individuals have been arrested who are actively participating in that craziness. All right. Now, there's going to be even more backlash because, you know, the Christians and even the Jewish and the Muslims, if they have any moniker of any, you know, religion, and they actually believe in that religion, they are pretty much not going to give the money to Disney, which is actively grooming the youth of today. I don't care who you are. It is absolutely ludicrous that we have teachers teaching this basically confused poles and holes philosophy to the young kids out there. Listen, it is tough being a kid as it is. All right. So let's just throw all this other horseshit on there, you know, and talk to these kids at kindergarten, first, second, and third grade about their sexual identity. That is insane. In my professional opinion, or in my opinion, since I don't work in that industry, I can't say professional opinion. But in my opinion, you shouldn't be talking to kids about this stuff until roughly 10, 11 years old, right in that range. All right. And you're going to see Disney is not going to fare well in this culture war that is coming. Listen, the writing is on the wall. It's going to be probably 5 to 8 years of nothing but bad news for Disney moving forward, especially the amount of debt they have, how they're inflating the prices of virtually everything in their parks. They're funding, you know, basically they're funding movies that have not broken even. Very few have. Most of them lose money. They paid a lot of money for Star Wars. They turned around and promptly alienated 30 years worth of fans. Now, I don't know about you, but you know, I have a 4-year degree in public administration, so I'm quite familiar in, you know, how the markets works and business. That is bad business right there, in my opinion, of course. All right, the next casualty in this. Okay, and this is from the Gizmodo. And this came out today, which is April 21st, 2022, just shy of 11 a.m. this morning. Okay, on the afternoon of Thursday, April 21st, the Florida House of Representatives voted to pass forward the bill withdrawing self-governing status from Reddy Creek Improvement District. Okay, so basically, it just has to be signed by the governor and it becomes law. So, for those of you that don't know what this is, Disney has basically been able to do what they do because they are technically, or technically they used to be looked at as a county entity where they had the power to govern, tax, and do everything that a principality needs to do within that state. That is now gone. All right, so I can almost guarantee you that when the actual state of Florida goes in there and starts inspecting stuff, there's going to be a lot of stuff out of code. There's going to be environmental problems. I can see the EPA getting involved, especially if Florida sends their environmental individuals in there first to find any craziness. They're going to call OSHA and the EPA, and every time they show up, it is expensive. Okay, they don't come out and they almost always find violations that are crazy, crazy expensive. Okay, so what DeSantis is doing to Disney right now is pretty much the highest level of administrative violence there is. Okay, he is hitting them in their pocketbook. This is not going to go well for Disney, and I can see their stock easily being, you know, between $20 to $35 range in the next year, year and a half, and they might stay there forever. And if they can't restructure that debt because they get too leveraged, you can see a bankruptcy in Disney's future. I'm not taking sides. I'm just telling you how it is. What we're seeing now in this culture war is the right basically saying, hey, this is fucked up, and they're starting to fight back. And case in point, the RNC, the Republican National Committee or Organization, I don't know. It's basically the Republican Party has basically said they're not going to participate in any high-level events or debates or whatever because the media is so one-sided. You're going to see media companies stand up independent of what we have going on here. And if they could resist being bought out, you know, you can start seeing the right fighting back in this culture war.